हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। वेरी हैप्पी टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू एंड थैंक ऑल ऑफ यू टू बी प्रेजेंट ऑन दिस फ्राइडे प्रोग्राम। पंडरपुर इज अ वेरी यूनिक प्लेस। इट इज कॉल्ड एज साउथ वैकुंठ, दक्षिण वैकुंठ, and it's also called as Dakshin Dwarka. South means from Dwarka, which is in north. It is south to that. It's not in south, but South Dwarka, you can say. And it's very famous because Lord came there to see his devotee, who was busy serving his parents. So, Dr. Dalal that day read a very beautiful program giving this message that how today's parents are neglected by children, you know, in the name of career, in the name of jobs, in the name of whatever reasons they have. They just want to put their parents into some old age homes or some place where they don't have to bother about that. Just give some money and someone else takes care of them. Dr. B.C. Shah stays in a building in, he's staying here of course, but his parents are staying in a building in Andheri. And you'll be surprised to know that in that building, all, most of them are Gujarati families, and all the family members who are staying there are elderly parents of children. All of them are studying abroad or working abroad. The whole society, all the children of the old parents are out in the other country doing some jobs. So everybody is very happy, but they all are also tensed because they are all old and they are worrying that if they fall sick, then there is no one to take care only. There is a very good heart. They are sending a lot of money. They call up regularly, but they are not there physically. And you cannot imagine what feeling is there in the minds of the old people when they are, you know, they love their children, children love them very much, they miss them, children miss them, everything is fine, but physically they are alone and they are worried when they will, something will happen to them, then who will come and take care of them? Maybe when they get a heart attack or something, old people, what happens? They fall down in the bathroom, they get fracture femur. Right? That's one big worry they have got. Whenever they fall, something, fracture neck femur is always there. Or heart attack is there. Sometimes both are there. They fall down because of heart attack and they get a femur fracture. Or they get a stroke and then they are paralyzed, plus they are getting fracture also. Whereas, you know, early morning you wake up, go to toilet, and you have the fear that in a drowsiness or darkness in the morning, one may fall down or slip off. Suddenly mobile rings and you run, but you're not so active and so alert and you fall down. That time what will happen? Who will be there? The other partner is not able to lift you or take you to doctor. You need to run to neighbors, but you'll be so fearful that you won't even have strength to go to the neighbor to do the needful. So there is lot of anxiety like this, lots of anxiety. And those who have their parents with them, they really neglect them. They feel that the parents are a big burden because they are sick, they need medical attention, they need physical care, they need a lot of money to be taken care of, they need to be taken care of doctor regularly, they need to get medicines regularly from pharmacy, which the children have to arrange. So it's like a pain, you know. Then they can't take noise, and children are making noise, so they are getting irritated. So children start talking ill about them. So parents have, you know, it's too much for my children to bear with these parents like that. Lots of complications are there. And a feeling of unworthiness and a feeling of uselessness and a feeling of being burdened. All these prop up in the mind of old people. So why we are living? What use we are of? We are just burden, lot of expenses, you know. Our children are disturbed, our grandchildren are angry, they want to watch something and want to watch that. So much of anguish is there. And when you become old, people don't ask any advice from them. When they were working and they were making money and they were in a big position in the office, so all children will already take advice from you. But when the same person gets retired and gets a little older than he was and he starts forgetting things as not like before, then nobody asks you a question. So more you feel unwanted. Now they take decisions on their own and they don't care for you. And at the same time, I remember the example of Bindu's husband, Harish Gyani. Harish, na? Now, last of so many years, for so many years, he is every day giving bath to his mother, who is physically invalid. Every day dresses her up, feeds her, takes care of her, for so many years now. And plus, jobs hai, shift job is there, she is working, he is working. They have a daughter to take care of. So I was so, you know, happy and impressed. I don't know whether I'll be able to do that, but he is doing it. Every day, for years together, you may get tired. It's okay, what is this, you know? Just, I have my job, I'm also getting sick. I'm also having my own tensions and pressures. So this subject matter, Dr. Dalal presented on last Saturday. Last Saturday? It was so emotional and so deep that all of us, we need to think about this subject matter very deeply. Our doctor, Mr. Talwar, was there before here. Rajesh Talwar? Rajesh Talwar, once we went to his house for dinner, all of our doctors in the old days. And then suddenly, while we were there taking dinner, starters and everything, his mother called up from Amritsar. And they had a conversation on the phone. And then Dr. Mr. Talwar started crying on the phone. And also it was obvious that she was crying on the phone there. And they both were crying and talking for some time, you know. And then all of us were just observing, including the children of Rajesh Talwarji. And the phone call ended. And then we were quite silent for some time. And then we asked what happened. So he explained something, some emotional thing that happened. And then he said that if my children will see me crying when I am talking to them on the phone, when I will get old, when they will call me, they also will cry. Because ultimately, whatever you give, you receive. If you have done caring for your parents, then your children will take care of you. If your children have seen that you are always neglecting your parents, angry with your parents, you are showing your children that how burdensome these old people are, how much trouble it is for you to take care of them. If you are always talking and they are hearing the discussion that about my father, about his parents, he's always talking angrily or he is upset about it and it's burden for him, it's too much trouble for him and he gets angry with them. And he keeps scolding them for some things. If they can't understand anything, or they can't hear anything when he's talking, or they forget something, he keeps getting angry with them, he keeps scolding them, and, you know, always shouting at them, you don't understand, you do this, sit here, go there, go there. If this kind of talk, they keep listening, so they understand, when I will grow old, I'll do the same thing with my parents. My father was doing the same thing. You don't have any other source of learning. This is not taught in colleges or schools to take care of your parents. You learn these things at home. And whatever you do, your children are picking all these things up directly as it is. If they have seen father always shouting at the mother for whatever small or big things. So the boy, Jena, Hare Krishna, the boy child, he will pick up the information that when I will grow, whenever my wife will make some mistake, I'll keep shouting at her. My father was always getting angry with my mother. So whenever my wife will make mistake, I'll keep getting angry with her. Or he sees my father is so loving and so kind. And my father was never shouting at my mother. And always, we never saw them fighting or arguing. They were always so loving and my father was so caring to my mother. So when he'll get married, he will also understand that I have to take care of my wife. Never should shout at her in front of children. Always take care of her, take her out and care for her. Similarly, if the girl child sees mother always arguing with husband, father, always back answering, shouting and doing some very heavy activities, so the girl will pick up the same things. Or if the girl child will see that mother is always so respectful, whenever you talk about father, she is always very respectful, explaining everything, how father is working so hard, how she is grateful to her husband, that means her father. So whenever she will get married, she will talk to her husband with respect. Because she is only seeing what else she has to see. Neighbors may be very kind with their husbands and wives. But at home, what's happening is the diet training for you. Now these all situations are also happening to us, please understand. You may think, I don't love my mother-in-law. But her husband loves. Husband's mother, she is. Before you came in his life, she was with him since birth. She gave birth to him. So he has love for love you, for you also, for mother also. So he is in sandwich condition, always. So if we do that, then your daughter-in-law will do same thing to you. It's just simple. It's very, very simple. There is no philosophy here. There is no big, big scriptural verse which I am quoting here. If you take care of your mother-in-law, then your daughter-in-law will take care of you as a return. Because God is watching you, no? You are so kind to your mother-in-law. So your daughter-in-law will take care of you. Simple. So the story of Pundarik in Pandharpur is very, very significant. Initially he was a rogue. He was a very bad boy. He was very careless. He got married to a beautiful woman and he was so attached to her. And for that he always thought that because the beautiful woman that he married with, he always disliked mother-in-law. So she was always complaining and talking ill about mother-in-law. So he thought this mother and father of mine are really a headache, you know. They are always in between our enjoyment and our pleasures. So they would do bhajan in the morning and she would complain, what is this they are doing in the morning, noise, I can't sleep in the morning, you know. And they are early morning praying to the Lord Vithala. So he came one day and she said, I am developing headache now. Neither I can sleep nor I can be awake. It's like so much headache for me. So he got very angry. Pundarik just came out of bedroom and started shouting at the mother and father. You people don't understand anything. My wife is so much sick now. Every morning you are shouting in the morning with prayers, so-called prayers, aarti to the Lord. So that time the mother said to her father that, now we will leave this house. We will not live anymore here to bother our children. Let them live happily. I don't think we should be staying over here. So they told Pundarik that we are going to Kashi now. We'll go for pilgrimage. So he didn't even ask how you will go, whether you have enough money, whether you are walking or they are going bullock cart or what you are going, horse or what. Nothing he asked. He said, just go. And his wife said, let them go. Good that you go. Then we'll be able to be free here. And then the wife thought, after getting in the morning a little bit later, ki why they are going to Kashi? To gather a lot of punya, a lot of pious activities. So she told Pundarik, you take me also to Kashi, to gather a lot of punya. But she said, I'm not going to walk on the road, huh? You please get a ghoda gadi for me, get a horse cart for me. So he let his parents, who were very old, walking on the street, walking pilgrimage to Kashi. And he arranged ghoda gadi for his wife and both of them went on the way to Kashi. On the way they saw their parents walking on the street and they passed by them. Neglecting them, they went ahead. And they reached one ashram called Kukuta Muni Ashram. And there was a halt. Like, you know, Kashi is very far, older days by road. So you halt someplace and you go ahead. So they stayed in that Kukuta Muni Ashram. And Kukuta Muni Ashram, there was Kukut Swami, one great saint was there. And they met him and asked him, ki, Swamiji, you know the way to Kashi? Swamiji said, I don't know. Very sternly he said, I don't know. So they thought ki, he didn't hear properly what we are saying. Because how a great Swamiji may not know about Kashi? So he must have been hard of hearing. So they again asked him, He said, no, I never went to Kashi. A little puzzled, what kind of Swami is this? He didn't go to Kashi up till now. I don't think he is a great Swami in that case. So, he slept. In the night, he woke up suddenly, Pundarik, and he saw three ladies who were dark looking, very pale, dark looking ladies. They came in the ashram. Huh? Listen very carefully. Huh? All those who are sleeping should wake up. So they came and they picked up broom, they took buckets, they took cloth and started cleaning the whole ashram. And he saw them, that they were actually very well dressed and well ornamented, but not very good looking. And as they were cleaning the ashram of Kukut Swami, they were becoming brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And suddenly they became very effulgent. And their light, which was coming from their bodies, were illuminating the whole ashram. So it was all happening in front of him. So he was very puzzled. He said, "Ki, oh great ladies, who are you?" So they said, one of them said, "I am Ganga Devi." Second them of said, "I am Jamuna Devi." Third of them said, "I am Saraswati River." He said, "What are you doing here? What happened? What is all this miracle?" So they said that all the year people take bath in us. All sinful people leave their sins in us. So we lose our tej, you know, our effulgence. And we become very dull and pale and dark looking. So once in a year we come into this ashram. They said every day in the morning we come here and clean this ashram. In the process clean ourselves of all the sins. And we go back to our service again. So he said, he asked them, "Do you know where Kashi is?" So he said, "Can I ask this Kukut Swami also?" But he didn't answer me. "Do you know where Kashi is?" He said, "Kukut Swami doesn't need to go to Kashi. Because before becoming Swami, he has taken care of his parents so nicely, completed all his duties. And then he has come here. He has amassed so much of spirituality and so much of pious credits that he doesn't need to go to Kashi to acquire more. And you are such a sinful rascal that you are so atrocious to your parents, so careless to your parents. You will go to hell even if you go to Kashi." So there he understood how sinful he was. So immediately he fell down at the feet of those three rivers, personalities. He fell down at the feet of Kukut Swami, because when Kukut Swami said, "I don't know Kashi," he lost respect for him. He said, "What kind of Swami is this?" Next day he understood how great this Swami is, that Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati are coming here to clean themselves, so to speak of, we going to Kashi and cleaning ourselves. They come and clean themselves in this Swami's ashram, at the feet of this Swami. So immediately he fell down at the feet of Swamiji and said, "Please forgive me. I am a great sinner. I neglect my parents. I am very harsh with them. I give pain to them. I don't take care of them. Now I want to go and take care of them. They are great devotees of Lord Vitthala. They are not ordinary people. All time they are chanting the name of Vitthala. And they are walking on the street. I went in the Hudagadi, seeing them on the road, neglecting them, I came to this ashram. I want to go back and search them wherever they are." So he left. He took his wife also with him. Searched them on the road, put them on Ghodagadi and brought them back home. And since then he started taking care of them. Day and night he would massage their feet, cook for them, give them medicines, speak good words to them, help them to meditate. Every single menial to big, all services he did with great devotion, great appreciation, sacrificing his sleep, his food, his drink, everything. And one day, the Lord of Dwarka left Dwarka and came to see him. And he was sitting like this, massaging his parents' feet. Lord came from behind. And the room, because the Lord came in the room, suddenly the room became full of light. So he was like wondering suddenly how light came. And the Lord spoke from behind, "Pundarik, I have come to see you." So Pundarik said, "I am busy in serving my parents. Once I will finish my service, I will attend to you." And he picked up one brick and he threw it behind. And he said, "Please stand on this and wait. If you have time, fine, you can wait. But I will attend to you after I finish my service to my parents." And the Lord waited there. After finishing his service, when parents went to sleep, of course they were sleeping already, but this whole discussion only Pundarik was hearing, parents were not hearing. Sometimes Lord decides, in the middle of all assembly, he will speak to only you. So he was speaking only to Pundarik. So then Pundarik turned and he started offering prayers to the Lord. And then Lord said, I am so happy with you, with your devotion to your parents and service to your parents. For your parents are my great devotees. We served them. I am always pleased more than those who serve me, than with them those who serve my devotees. And your parents are so great devotees, so I am, because you served my devotees, I am very pleased with you, more than you have would have served me. What do you want? Please tell me, I want to bless you. So Pundarik is such a great devotee of the Lord by that time. He says, I don't want anything for myself. Already by your darshan, I have achieved whatever I need to achieve. What else I need to achieve? You have come all the way. I didn't come to you. You came to me from Dwarka all the way here. Now I want you, please, to come in this same form and stand here in the same form all the time in the eternal time to come in the future. Not for my glory that, see, this Lord came for me. So my glory will be everywhere. I am so great. No, I want to show everybody that you are so merciful. But even for a person like me, sinner like me, you came all the way from Dwarka over here. You stand in the same form so that your merciful kindness upon your devotee will be seen by all the devotees who will come here. And they will get your blessing. So please, you don't leave, you stand here only. People may feel that if why he is standing over there, Pundarik's glory will be increased. His TRP will go away, go up. But Pundarik's mood is different. He is not trying to uplift him in the eyes of people. He wanted to glorify and broadcast the Lord's kindness that he came all the way and he stood there. And today also he is standing there. And that is called as Pundarikpur. That's why it's called Pandarpur. So many parents, when they sometimes, they are not perfect in their taking care of children, or when they are not perfect in their devotion, they keep giving Pundarik's example. See. Or some people, when they become devotees of God, and they start chanting Hare Krishna, then the parents will say, see, Pundarik served their parents. You are neglecting your parents and serving God. But the story is misunderstood by many parents. Pundarik served those parents who were great devotees of the Lord. They were not just simply parents. They were also, along with that being parents, they were great devotees of the Lord. That's why he was serving them. And it's not that when they are not devotees, you should not serve them. Only when my parents are devotees, I will serve them. No, you should do your duty very nicely, whether they are devotees or not devotees. According to you, I may feel they are not devotees, but they have given birth to me. If I think I am a devotee, then they have given a birth to a devotee. So they are great people. If I don't think I am a great devotee, I am a sinner. But it's my duty to take care of them because they have taken care of me. And I was most helpless. In that Dr. Dalal drama, he showed one small skit, you know. In that one young man, just young, executive now, and his old mother, she is asking him, what is that? So he says, it's a crow. So after some time again the old mother asks, what is that? He said, I told you now it's a crow. After some time again the mother asks, what is that? I told you it's a crow. Don't eat my head. I'm watching IPL match. Then the mother comes out and picks up one diary. And that diary is her notes of all the childhood of this boy. And in the childhood, she opens a page and starts reading. Please hear my child. And she reads that when this boy was small in arms, she was feeding him. The boy was asking, Mama, what is that? So Mama said, it's a crow. After some time, after two morsels again, he asked, what is that, Mama? So she said, Beta, it's a crow. Third time, more lovingly she said, it's a crow. And then she writes, she's reading what she written down. She said, this, like this, my child asked me at least 50 times. And each time when he asked, my love for him increased. and my bond with him increased, and I told him with same and more love that it's a crow. And that memory is so just nicely there in my heart, that is my child, I love him so much. And when she reads that, then the boy starts crying. When the same mother is asking me, I couldn't even answer 2 times properly. What to speak of 50 times? The same mother never asked before, but when she is asking now, child is so angry and irritated. And when the child asked, the mother is answering, never getting tired, feeling it's privilege for her, her love is increasing again and again with each question, each time. Right? So when we are children, we are so helpless, and the parents are so much after us, so much, they never worry about, they never care, na, ki, I have not slept, I didn't take my lunch or dinner. Or when it came to my dinner, the sabji was over. Or when it came to my dinner, the cake was over. She'll keep giving. Huh? One piece is for her, the child says, I like the cake very much. She says, okay, eat this also. Even the husband says, she will give husband also. And finally, whatever is remaining, she will eat. The father will keep working whole day outside. Working hard and hard and hard. He will give up his pleasures, his happiness, so that he can save for children, can educate them, to give them good life. And as soon as children become married, they change. And then they start neglecting the parents. So parents are serving in the beginning, and till the end they keep serving. And they never think any time ill about their children. They cannot think only. Now as I am growing, and now my daughter is married, and now I understand ki how a father thinks about a child, you know. And how much care our parents have given us when we were children. We were 7 of us at home, not one. One child is so difficult for us to take care. We were 7, you know. Now all 7 had great appetite. And my mother used to cook twice a day. Twice a day, imagine, for all 10 of us. 7 plus they 2 and my grandmother. My grandma and my mother will cook for 10 people twice a day. Fresh manthan of dahi every day. Everything fresh. And we have one child, we have so much difficulties. Oh, how to get her married? You know, there were so many people at home, they were getting educated, getting married. I don't know how they managed. So at least we should be grateful for what we have received from them and reciprocate. Because they are like children when they get old. They can't hear, they can't remember anything, they can't do anything on their own. And like that only we are. When we are children, we are passing stool, urine, don't know what's happening, which orifice, what's coming out. And all time we are simply helpless and simply creating mess when we are children. And they are constantly taking care of us. They are not saying, what botheration is this children? Put a child in some child home and let's go for enjoyment, a picnic. But as soon as the father and mother become like that, we said, let's put them in the old age home. You know, put some money and get rid of them. It's too much for us to take care of them. Too much pain to take care of them. But whatever we'll do, will follow us without fail. It will follow us. And very soon, as I become 50 and I am growing, I understand how my back is hurting, my knees are hurting, I can't sit properly for a long time. So many things are there. And very soon, I don't know how much I will be able to hear, how much I can do, and then I'll be dependent. I need to hold hands. My wife will become old, I will become old. And you know, it will be so difficult. And suppose my children will neglect me, and they will show me by their action that I am a burden to them. How will I feel? Now, after doing so much sacrifices and hard work we have done for raising children, and how much hard work to get them married, and how much pains we have taken. So it's all reciprocal. If we have done the same thing to our parents, then our children will do the same thing to you. If our children have seen us taking care of our parents, then they will take care of us. Well, that's what culture we have given them. So I feel Pandharpur, from that point of view, is a great place actually. It's a great place because it shows that in front of serving our parents and our devotees of the Lord, even Lord's service is number two. Even we have taught by our Guru that suppose you are doing aarti in the temple, no? It's aarti time, 7 p.m. and somehow you are the only person in temple and there is nobody else and you are doing aarti. Rest, everybody has gone for something else outside. And some guests come in temple. It is explained that you should stop the aarti and treat the guests. Aarti is not important. Because they are Lord's guests. And Lord will be happy if you give up His service and take care of His guests. Is that true? He will be happy if all guests are taken care by our devotees. So Lord always says, more than my service, my devotee's service is pleasurable to me. And parents are, it is said that there are many debts we have got. When we take birth, na? There are lots of debts with which we take birth. The first debt is mother and father. Because they bear us and they give birth to us and they take care of us. So Matru Pitru Runa. And there is Devaruna. Devaruna means demigods who are supplying water, air, sunlight, earth, who is giving crops to us and trees. So many things are there who provide you for your maintenance. Then is Guru, the spiritual master, who gives you spiritual guidance and takes you back to the Supreme Lord. And then there are devotees who guide you and help you to become a good devotee of the Lord. So there are so many runas, you know, so many debts are there that we have to fulfill. So even if your parents are not so-called devotees or not so-called saintly people, still you should take care of them. Even if father is a drunkard and a smoker, and a womanizer and a gambler, for example. Still, if he is your father, it's your duty to take care of him till he dies. You may, whatever spirituality you may have, and you can give it to him if he likes to take or not. But physical care you have to take. Otherwise, as a great devotee that you are, when you will get old, your parents, your children will not serve you. Simple. It's like that. It's a give and take business. You give and you receive. If you don't give, you don't receive. So, with this mood, I am going to go now to Pandharpur. Appreciate the glory of that devotee Pundarik, for whose service the Lord was impressed. And the Lord, instead of he going to see the Lord, Lord came to see him. So we tell the same thing to our people who go to Pandharpur. So Pandharpur is a place where the people who go there shouldn't hanker to see the Lord. They should act in such a way the Lord comes to see them. Our Prabhupada, his Guru Maharaj said this. Don't try to see the Lord. Try to act in such a way that the Lord will come and see you. So many people are saying ki camp mein jane ka na to phir darshan bhi milega Pandharpur ka. So they give up their work and they run to take darshan. Seva chhod ke kidhar gaya wo? Pata nahi kidhar gaya. Bola nahi, abhi tha idhar bhi gaya nikal ke. And you'll find him in the queue to take darshan. Some special pass leke wo darshan nahi jayega. That is inner agenda. To join the camp party so that darshan milega. Darshan milne se bahut punya milega. Shastra mein likha hai. But bigger darshan than that is to serve the devotees of the Lord who are standing in the queue. They are standing for days together in the rains, in the heat and the sun. For days together, not one day. Because 10 lakh people come. All of them want to take darshan of the Lord. And even if 1 second, one person is pushed away, suppose, one second. Even if you count that, na, some few thousands can cover in a day. How many seconds are there in a day? 24 hours into 60 minutes into 60. Kitna hoga? Kuch hazar niklega, lakh nahi hota hai uske andar. You can just calculate immediately. 24 into 60 into 60. Tell me the number. 86,400. That is if you are pushed away by in 1 second. If you take, if you are very chikkat, for example, you take 3 seconds, then number reduces. नाही नाही मी लांबून झाले, मी मुंबईवरून आले, खूप मी वैदही मैदानात तिकडे डायटेशन आहे. एवढा मी पहिल्यांदा आले एवढं लांबून, मला कळतं का काय जरा बघू द्या असं बघून त्याला. अँड देन यू टेक 3 सेकंड फॉर एक्झाम्पल, देन नंबर इज लेसर दॅन दॅट. अँड आय एम शुअर दिस इज अ कॅल्क्युलेटर नंबर, 86,200. आय एम शुअर दे विल बी 40. इफ यू गो इन फ्रंट ऑफ द लॉर्ड, the long queue, so there is a people who are pushing you, go away, go away, go away, and if you get 1 second for darshan, for example, in 1 second darshan there are 86,200 people can be covered, and there are 10 lakh people in one day, 24 hours. uske beech bhagwan ka darshan band bhi hota hai beech mein, 24 hours chalta nahi hai, mantra santri aate hain fir band hota hai, 5 days. most important darshan is on the day of ekadashi. Then everybody else is just hanging around still and taking. Okay, so if suppose all 10 lakh have to take darshan, it will be taking so many days, right? And they are standing in queue, they don't even get time to go to toilet, and you know, because they are in the queue for sometimes 24 hours, sometimes 30 hours. It's like goal. There's one building where they keep climbing, and they keep getting down. It's just going up and going down, just to use the space, third dimension. And then they get to see darshan. That too, after such a long time of waiting, they are pushed in 1 second, 2 second. So I feel, what right we and you and me have to get in between the queue and some VIP pass and go and take darshan? It's not anyay on them. Then that means they are number one fools, and you are a great personality. You are a VIP. So I feel I should never go only. If I want to go, I should go in proper queue and go. Either we go in Mukha Darshan, which is faster queue, or if you want to go Charan Darshan. I am not a prime minister, that much I know. I am not chief minister, I am nobody, but still, I am Bhakti Vedanta Hospital, you know, spiritual care director, I am the whatever. I want to play my cards, you know. I'll take out one card, second card, third card, fourth card, and try to get in and see darshan. If I really want to see, I can take a Mukha Darshan. Mukha Darshan take 45 minutes. So no VIP system. Stand in the queue, everybody. Want to take Charan Darshan, it will take 24 hours. If you have, stand in the queue. But by my going inside, I am depriving some people who are standing in the sun and the rain for so many days. That means I am so proud that I think I am great. So I should be able to give a... So I told, tell everybody every year, don't give me any VIP pass. I don't want to take Darshan. I am fine. I have come here to do my service, I will do my service. Chandrabhaga is openly flowing, I can go and take bath in Chandrabhaga. Huh? But we are not there, na? We are 3 days only there. We do our... Whole the year, darshan is open. Entire year is open. But people want to take darshan of Ekadashi day, because it is said in scriptures that every day of the year, the Lord is in Aishwarya Bhav, he is Dwarkadish. But on Kartiki and Ashadi Ekadashi, Lord is Gopal, he is Vrindavan Bhagwan, he is playing flute that day, he is with the cows. So that is the Lord's Bhav that day. So that's why they want to take darshan on Ekadashi day. And those who can't get, they will see the Kalash, the peak. That's also equal to darshan only. Now, what is the probability of your taking darshan? As it is, these people have walked from some Alandi or some other villages. They have already walked for 18, 19 days, they have walked day and night. Their legs are all dried up and cut into many, many places. And then they are standing in the queue. And some sansthas are, you know, giving them halwa or something. But it's not that every time you get full meal. Whatever comes, you take. Like, we give khichdi, you happen to be there, you get khichdi. If your line comes there, our counter ke paas line aagaye, to aapko khichdi milegi. अपना खिचड़ी खत्म हो गया तो फिर उनका गया आगे. सो इट्स नॉट डैट कि शार्प 7 o'clock इन द क्यू टी विल कम, शार्प 12 o'clock फुल लंच विल कम. सो यू कैन स्टैंड इन द क्यू, एवरीथिंग विल कम. शार्प दिस टाइम डिनर विल कम, एंड शार्प दिस टाइम टी बिस्किट विल कम इन बिटवीन. एवरीथिंग इज अनसर्टन देयर. प्लस यू मे फॉल बिकॉज ऑफ डिहाइड्रेशन एंड सो मेनी इन्फेक्शंस एंड एनीथिंग कैन हैपन. बट स्टिल देयर स्टैंडिंग इन क्यू फॉर दर्शन विथ सो मच ऑफ ट्रबल. देयर स्टैंडिंग इन क्यू दर्शन, वॉट राइट वी हैव गॉट टू जस्ट गो इन दैट क्यू as a VIP and take darshan and come out? हाँ प्लीज द लॉर्ड, हाउ मच डिवोशन इज देयर इमेजिन, एंड दे ऑल इलिटरेट पीपल, नॉट गुड लुकिंग, नॉट एजुकेटेड, नॉट मनीड, पुअर, लीव दिस जॉब, दे लूज. सो वी शुड गो टू सी दैट डिवोशन. दिस वाइट इज सेड पंडरपुर इज भक्ति सा मड़ा, मीन्स इट्स लाइक अ गार्डन ऑफ डिवोटीज फील्ड. इट्स कॉल्ड नाद ब्रह्म. नाद ब्रह्म मीन्स इट इज एक है कांचन ब्रह्म, एक है कांचन ब्रह्म, एक है नाद ब्रह्म, एंड वन मोर इज देयर ब्रह्म. सो पंडरपुर इज कॉल्ड नाद ब्रह्म. पंडरपुर इज मेंट फॉर चैंटिंग द नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड. नामाचा गजर, कीर्तन, सब जगह लोग नाचते रहते हैं कीर्तन करके. दैट इज पंडरपुर ग्लोरी. पंडरपुर इज नोन फॉर दैट. कांचन ब्रह्म इज तिरुपति, दैट मीन मनी. तिरुपति इज टेकिंग मनी फ्रॉम डिवोटीज एंड पेइंग द लोन बैक टू कुबेरा. सो तिरुपति इज कांचन ब्रह्म, यू नो. पंडरपुर इज नाद ब्रह्म, मेंट फॉर डांसिंग एंड चैंटिंग इन कीर्तन ऑफ द लॉर्ड. सो दे आर डूइंग दैट ओनली. जगन्नाथ प्रभु इज अन्न ब्रह्म. थर्ड इज जगन्नाथ प्रभु अन्न ब्रह्म. सो फूड, लॉर्ड इज सर्विंग, लॉर्ड इज ईटिंग, एंड एवरीबॉडी इज ईटिंग ऑल्सो. सो वी शुड बिकम हम्बल्ड देयर आफ्टर गोइंग देयर टू सी दैट लैक्स एंड लैक्स ऑफ पीपल आर वॉकिंग एंड सो मच डिवोशन दे हैव गॉट. इफ यू आर सपोज टू वॉक देन यू अंडरस्टैंड वॉट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दैट. देयर इज वन डिवोटी हियर कॉल्ड पद्मावती माताजी, पिंगला केळुसकर. शी हैज बीन डूइंग सर्विस इन पंडरपुर यात्रा राइट इन फ्रॉम डे वन ऑफ दिंडी फॉर लास्ट 25 ईयर्स. आई हैव सीन हर बिफोर भक्तिवेदन हॉस्पिटल केम, बिफोर वी वर होल्डिंग कैंप्स और नॉट, इरिस्पेक्टिव ऑफ दैट शी वॉज ऑलवेज गोइंग इन फर्स्ट डे ऑफ दिंडी, वॉकिंग विद एवरीबडी एज अ नर्स एंड बैंडेजिंग एवरीबडीज फीट एंड मसाजिंग एंड मेडिसिन सब कुछ. मिनियल सर्विस डे एंड नाइट शी इज डूइंग. So she also is uncertain about her food and everything, but she is was going alone before with her bag, and from our hospital she would take up something from here and dress devotees there. Then when we declared our camp, she was so happy. So she joined our ambulance and now she is serving there. She is 61 years old. Without fail, every year she was taken leave from JJ hospital, head nurse position from ENT, emergency OT, and she would go. Now also she has gone there. Day and night she will serve the workers, especially serving their feet, because everybody's feet is paining or cracks or some sprain, some twist. So bandaging and crepe bandaging or something, feeding them. Charan seva, bhakton ki charan seva, full time, 18, 19, 20 days she will do. And then 5 days in the camp she will come and serve in the ward. Ward mein, there are always 25 patients admitted. Sab log dehydration mein rehte hain, infection, dehydration. So she is always running in the ward constantly. Never asking for darshan. Darshan kab milega? Never. She said, these people are our vittal only. They are only vittal. They are coming to me asking for service. Why should I go run in temple? My vittal is coming to me with asking for service. I should serve. Mauli. Asking Mauli. Saying Mauli to everybody. So that's why visiting the holy place is not a picnic, you know. We should never go to see as a picnic. हाँ आम्ही जाऊ ना लो पंढरपूरला, आमचं झालं पंढरपूर, आता आमचं तिरुपती व्हायचं बाकी आहे, हे व्हायचं बाकी आहे, हे व्हायचं बाकी आहे. दॅट्स नॉट अ पर्पज ऑफ गोईंग टू होली प्लेस. पर्पज ऑफ गोईंग टू होली प्लेस इज टू कॅप्चर द मूड ऑफ दॅट प्लेस. उधर क्या भाव क्या आहे उस जगा का, भगवान ने क्या किया उधर, डिवोटीज ने क्या किया. What we have to learn, that bhav, capturing that bhav, the mood of that place is pilgrimage. It's not just going and doing some charity and some money and some dakshina and some donation and some VIP pass and darshan and come back and eat nice prasad and come back. Stay in AC room and come back. It's not pilgrimage. Pilgrimage means sacrifice. Pilgrimage means austerities. Pilgrimage means capturing the mood of that holy place. That's why whenever we bye-bye to the bus that goes from here, what do we say? Don't think that the Parkeris are poor people, they need your help, and you are great people to go to help them. Don't go with that mood. Go with the mood that they are so great people, we are getting a chance to serve them. And with that mood, you serve them. They may look not good, good looking, not very educated, not very rich. You know, they may not look like what impresses you in city. They will be the most unimpressive people ever that you can see in their life. But they are worshipable people. The Lord loves them more than you and me. So we should serve them. So if we want to please the Lord, we should serve them and please the Lord. So Lord who loves them may love us also. And that is our mood. We should have to go to the pilgrimage. And whatever service we have, some people may have service in kitchen, some people may have service in the ward, some people may have service in distributing khichdi, some people may have service in doing kirtan in the whole holy place. They are only going around and doing kirtan and doing bhajan. Some people may be in the worshipping of the deities in the ashram where we are staying. Many people are there. Many services are doing. Some people are in camp number 1, camp number 2, camp number 5 and many places outside the area where we are staying. And some people may be doing spiritual care there, distributing books, talking to people, giving them prasad, giving them mala, teaching them how to chant. Some people may be there in the health education, that workaries are somehow, by the way, bad luck, they are tobacco chewers. They always eat tobacco. So educate them, don't take tobacco, we are taking the name of the Lord. So many people are preached by that and they give up tobacco. So various services they do. Keep doing your service nicely. Pandurang is there only. And when you serve there, Pandurang is there when you are serving there. Hare Krishna. Is there any question you have? So what is the question?
Then I called that person. Then I said to him, I was not aware of that VC. I asked him, sir, you wouldn't come till today to meet your mother until we are here. So you are not buying medicine also for that your mother. Please you come and give medicine to your, please buy medicine. We want to talk with him. Here is somebody with then what he said to me, I
mean,
Seva temple, I can't
come.
That is not correct.
Seva temple.
That is absolutely not correct. Whoever it is, I don't want to know also. I will.
This is unfortunately, sir, very common. It is very common.
So that is, that means we haven't understood the principle of devotion to God only. This is absolutely immaturity to neglect the current service that you have in front of you and run to God. 100% God will not get pleased if you say, I have service in temple and I can't come to my mother or father in the hospital. That means he's a foolish person. He's not a devotee. He is in illusion that he's a devotee of the Lord. God will never get pleased if you neglect your parents and run to serve him. So the devotee needs to be educated. What is service to God? My wife was going to temple every single Thursday to do Shringara of these deities. Radha Gopinath and whatever turn by turn Shringara she would do. Every Wednesday she would go stay morning she would do Drishtangar for years after years. And we were in temple in 1992. Me and my wife were staying in temple those days. Since those days she was serving until Varshabhanavi was born on Monday. Till Thursday she went on the altar and dressed them. And Monday she delivered. And since that day she has not gone up till now, last 12 years. Because her deity is now Varshabhanavi. She's taking care of Varshabhanavi. And taking care of Varshabhanavi is more important than going there to temple. My Guru Maharaj told me that your deity is Varshabhanavi. You take care of her. So many a times, because we don't understand the principle of devotion, you know, to God, we do these foolish mistakes. In the name of God, we neglect our children, we neglect our parents, our duties. We are not free because we become devotees. Only when we become saint, a pure devotee, that time you are forgiven for not serving your parents, not serving any. There's a verse in Bhagavatam which says, if only when you become pure devotee, you are free from these duties to parents, to demigods, and to samaj and to guru, I mean to the other people. Except that stage. And I don't think anybody can claim ki we are on that stage. So we are not on that stage. We are bound with the duties to our parents and to the other things also. Many people would say, okay, I am going to temple for service, and then they will neglect their children. And the children are loitering here and there, neglected, not well. I am doing my seva. First, we have to understand what is seva. And there are always number priorities there, 1, 2, 3, 4. What is number one priority? At times you have number three priority seva, you cancel that and go to number one priority seva. Right? So I am scheduled to go to Pandharpur, suppose. I am going on Monday, for my seva is there in Pandharpur. But suppose Sunday, my daughter gets very sick and my wife is unable to take care of her. I will cancel my ticket to Pandharpur and keep at home. But if everything is fine at home, everything is fine, she is okay, she can take care, then I will go and do my seva. I can't say, my friend doctor, you please take care of my daughter, huh? I go to Pandharpur and do seva. That seva I have to do myself only. I cannot depute somebody for that seva. This seva I'll tell, okay, Dr. Dalal, you go in my place and give lectures there. But I can't tell Dr. Dalal, I'll go to Pandharpur, you take care of my child at home. You're my neighbor, so you can take care of my child. Your wife can take care of my child. So you're not going to Pandharpur. It's not like that. Some seva you have to do yourself. It's your duty. So if anybody has said that, it's not a good example. It's a wrong example. Whoever it is, even if it's me tomorrow, you see me, that it's a wrong example. I'm not exempt from the things I teach here. It's the same thing. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hari Bol.